The Chicago City Council voted to approve a $5.5 million reparations package for victims of police torture under a former Chicago police commander. More than 100 black men were victims of police brutality between 1972 and 1991, in many cases to get false confessions that led to wrongful convictions and prison sentences. This reparations package is the first of its kind in the country. Nyla Boodoo is host of The Afternoon Shift on WBEZ. She joins us from Chicago. Nyla, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's talk about that word torture, police torture. What are people talking about here? What are the victims saying about what happened to them?
Well, Jeremy, you mentioned the former Chicago police commander. It's sort of a notorious name here in Chicago. His name was John Burge,
right.
And he led what everyone calls this midnight crew. He was in charge of Area 2 violent crimes. And this actually came to light with the case of one man named Andrew Wilson. And after his he had killed a police officer, which he was convicted from, after he came out of after the police had captured him, he was in actually such bad shape that the lockup keeper insisted he be given medical treatment, and he went to the hospital. He was documented with having 15 separate injuries from plastic shocks. He told them that he'd been suffocated with a plastic bag. He was kicked in the eye and beaten. He eventually filed charges on his own when he was in prison, but it was his case that really started bringing out dozens and dozens of other situations of suffocation, of mock executions. And so that Andrew Wilson was really the one who first brought this all to light. He actually died in prison in 2007. One of the victims that we've heard from more often now, especially in the past year, as we've been talking about this reparations process in Chicago, is Daryl Cannon. And he emerged with his testimony. He was someone who had a false confession that was extracted from him. And let's actually take a listen to what Daryl said about it.
Up until November the 2nd, 1983, I had a partial idea of how black people felt in the South when they were terrorized by the Ku Klux Klan. In my case, I was tortured by the New Wave Klan. The New Wave Klan wore badges instead of sheets.
That's Daryl Cannon. He actually served 24 years in prison after he was tortured into confessing a murder he didn't commit.
And as you said, this all happened under the police commander, John Burge, who was fired in 1993 and was later convicted of perjury, but not torture or abuse.
Yes, that's right, because the statute of limitations had actually passed. So what happened was the state's attorney eventually pursued Burge for lying and other police officers for lying under oath in civil suits that had been filed against them. So John Burge was actually convicted in 2010. He served 4.5 years in prison. He was actually just released. You know, he's still collecting his pension. He's collected more than $600,000 in pensions, and he lives in Florida now and is still doing that. That would tried to be challenged, actually. It went all the way to the Illinois Supreme Court to try to get state attorney tried to get his pension taken away, and they weren't able to. So the legislature just passed a law last year to make that more difficult in the future.
So what does the reparations package include, and is it important that it's being called reparations?
The people who are involved in the movement are very emphatic about the fact that it's being called reparations. They think that's a really important word to use to acknowledge, because this was mostly black men who were involved. And, you know, this is a really comprehensive package. It's $5.5 million. The financial side isn't as much. It's really only up to about $100,000 per family. But the big thing is that the city is issuing a public apology. There's a memorial that will be built. There's curriculum that's going to be taught in high schools and for 8th and 10th graders in Chicago Public School about this, and also free college tuition for victims as well as for families.
And of course, this is not happening in a vacuum, Nyla. This is happening as we're looking at a number of cases around the country of use of force by police against black men. Of course, most recently with Freddie Gray's death in police custody in Baltimore. Put this in the larger context of what this means, that Chicago is doing this reparations. What does it mean in the larger discussion of race and policing in this country?
You know, what people here think is that they hope this can be a paradigm shift and maybe a model of sorts for other cities. And when you talk about restorative justice, you know, I spoke to someone who studies reparations and the history of that. It's Martha Biondi. Let's take a listen to what she said.
This is financially quite modest, but it's very historic because it acknowledges the harm and the injury. It's a more holistic reparation. It's an effort to make a community, you know, to restore some sense of wholeness to a community that's been harmed and injured. So this idea of reparatory justice is different than a traditional financial settlement in cases of police violence and police brutality.
That was Martha Biondi talking about reparations moving forward in Chicago.
All right, Nyla Boodoo, host of The Afternoon Shift on WBEZ in Chicago. Nyla, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.